This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, March 25th. Well, cattle markets last week were a little changed for the week. April live cattle were just up 25, April feeders down 62. And it just defines a market that really has struggled to find a direction here. You know, we've had a good run over the last few months, but the last few weeks, the market really has basically been pacing sideways. You've had several attempts to take a run to the top side of this trading range, and it's failed every time. We've had three outside day lowers over the last 2 weeks, and the market just cannot find any follow through to the upside, but you're not getting any confirmations of those outside days lower either. So the market is stuck, moving sideways on the futures. The cash trade is still showing some support. The average Fed trade is around 190 last week. That's up 2 from the previous week. Dress trade at 302 is up 4 from the previous week. Box beef values were under pressure on Friday. Choice was down 301 at 311. Select down 226 at 301. The spread lost 75 cents. We're sitting at 925. Movement was just 85 loads. But for the week, we had 591 loads moved. That's the biggest load count for the week that we've seen since mid-January. So finally getting some volume moved. And that's typical this time of year where you're headed into the spring grilling season. Usually you're seeing beef demand really pick up this time of year and the prices, you know, moving higher alongside that. But again, the futures markets have really struggled to shore up that upside momentum. So that's interesting considering that the cash trade has performed pretty well over the last 2 weeks. The week prior, we were up 3 at 188. Last week, again, up another 2 at 190. So the cash is moving higher, and it's showing very good support. Box beef volume finally kicking in, and yet the futures are just really struggling here. So I think it's a red flag. Seasonally, we tend to put in highs, you know, anywhere from mid-March to early April. Because it's a bull market, you'd lean toward early April to put in this high. But again, the market is struggling. I do think you're going to kick in here. I think the market's going to take one more run to the upside to try to blow out the top side of this trading range, see what kind of stops you can get, see what kind of close you can get doing that. But I think that's probably going to be your last gasp to the upside for the spring before you start your downward push into the summer doldrums. But finishing out some of the cash trade, the slaughter rate on Friday was 109,000 head. That's pretty light. So for the week, we're at 584,000 head. That was 2,000 less than the previous week and down 29,000 from a year ago. Dressed weights, 839 pounds, up another 3 on the week after being up 4 the previous week, and we're up 19 pounds over a year ago. On the feeder cattle, cash as of Thursday, 8,200 head trading at 252.67. The 7-day average was down 44 cents at 251.38. So cash markets on the feeders down just a couple bucks from Wednesday, but still hanging right in there. On Friday, we had the cattle on feed report. As of March 1, we're at 101% of a year ago for total on feed. That was right in line with the trade estimate. But February placements at 10% over a year ago were 4% higher than what the trade was looking for. And February marketings at 103% were down 1% from the trade estimate. So it is curious how you can have placements be notably higher than expected, marketings be 1% less than expected, and yet total on-feed numbers were right at expectations. You know, the math isn't really adding up there. But I think the placements being that heavy will probably be bearish, at least initially, for the feeder cattle market. We were expecting to see a skewing of the numbers just from the January storms, preventing a lot of those calves from being placed in January, pushed them back to February. It's just the numbers were a bit higher, obviously, than expected. So we might see a negative reaction initially to this, but I think the stronger cash market will support the live cattle. That'll spill over and support the feeder cattle. I am still looking for the market to take one more run to the upside, establish a high, right in this seasonal time window, but that'll, again, probably be all we get for the summer. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.